Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Blog Talk Radio. It's good to have you with us today. Read your word. Glad to have you a part of this great program where we are reading the majestic word of God. Just a minute, Mr. Mann will give you the heads up that YouTube's with us.
Yes, I'm putting that title in right now.
And we will join the whole world together and around the Word of God. You know, this program is pretty amazing because we continually are leading people to read the Word in the middle of everything in our lives. In the middle of even Jesus' words, as he said in the last days, the number one problem in the world will be deception. And there's only one way to solve that deception, and that is that we live our lives in the Word of God.
Amen.
And so, welcome. We're glad to have you here with us. And a part of everything we're doing, YouTube with us?
YouTube is with us now.
Welcome aboard, YouTube. Glad to have you. As we join our brothers and sisters from all around the world. And thank God for technology. I don't believe technology was made so the world can go to hell. I think the technology was designed by God to help us win the lost in these end times.
Amen.
And in a great and amazing and marvelous way. And so, even though today is not a day when we would normally receive communion because of a new situation I'm in, we're having to make up today. So if you get this and it's not Sunday, you'd be like, well, you better take communion on Sunday. We take communion every day. And because Jesus said, as often as you do this, do it in remembrance of me.
Amen.
And so we believe often means often. He doesn't mean seldom. So Father, in Jesus' name, bless our time together today. Amen. This man's going to begin reading for us.
I sure am. As soon as I find our YouTube channel again, there it is. My goodness. All right, here we go. Let me get our Zoom back up here. All right, so we are on day 315. And this is John 14 through 17 is what we're going to be reading today. Okay.
Oh, some of the greatest chapters of the
New Testament. Oh my goodness! Right, yeah. Yep.
Right there. Here we
go. All right.
Quiet. Let you read. Hopefully.
Give it a shot anyway, huh? John 14: the way, the truth, and the life. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know. And the way, oh my goodness sakes. And if I go and prepare, where I go, you know, and the way, you know. Verse 5, Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going, and how can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. And from now on, you know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is sufficient for us. Jesus said to him, have I been with you so long, and yet you have not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, show us the Father? Verse 10. Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the sake of the works themselves. The answered prayer, this is verse 12. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Jesus promises another helper. This is verse 15.
This is the powers of the Holy Spirit. And now over the next chapter and a half, you're going to see the different things that the Holy Spirit does for our life. Many people believe that all he is the one that forces you to speak in tongues. But that's not who the Holy Spirit is. So listen as John, by the Holy Spirit, describes the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Here we go.
Verse 15. If you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and will be within you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. A little while longer and the world will see me no more, but you will see me because I live. You will live also. At that day, you will know that I am in the Father and you in me and I in you. Verse 21. He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus answered and said to him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and he will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me does not keep my words. And the word...
Let's pause for a second. Think about what he just said. We will come and make our home in him.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus, the Father, and the Holy Spirit are coming to make their home in us.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you begin to truly get the impact of that, you begin to see God in us is so much bigger than a church service or a denomination or an organization. This is God in us. And that's huge.
Amen.
Go ahead, though.
Verse 24, he who does not love me does not keep my words, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me, the gift of peace. Verse 25, these things I have spoken to you while being present with you, But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You've heard me say to you, I am going away and coming back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice because I said I'm going to the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it comes that when it does come to pass, you may believe. I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming, and he has nothing on me, nothing in me. Verse 31, but that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, so I do. Arise, let us go from here. Now, chapter 15, the true vine. I am the true vine. My Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes that it may bear more fruit. You are...
Now, pause. That means God rewards all growth with pruning. We gotta pause and let it sink in a little bit here. And God wants us to grow. By this will all men know that you're my disciples, you love one another, and that you have fruit that remains. And then as soon as you get fruit, God prunes things back. What are they? Unnecessary growth in places you don't need it, that's going to just sap your strength. And that's a blessing of the Lord that he does that for us. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, amen.
Some people have a problem with God cutting stuff away. We don't have a problem with it. Rejoice, he loves you enough to cut back that which is going to suck your energy away.
Right, yeah.
Amen. Keep reading.
3, you're already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. It shall be done for you. By this, my Father,
amen. You will ask what you will, but you have to realize what we're asking will be his will.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be assigned to us to ask. So it's his will, it's his way, it's his plan. And he'll say, ask me for this. And you'll ask, and of course, because it's his will, it'll come to pass.
Amen.
That's why Jesus never once taught what to do when your prayers aren't answered. Man has taught all kinds of things about that. That's not what Jesus taught.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because Jesus' prayers are not answered.
Amen. Verse number 8, chapter 15, verse 8. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. Love and joy perfected, verse 9. As the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for a servant doesn't know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. These things I command, that you love one another. The world's hatred. This is verse 18. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love its own. Yet because you are not of the world, but I choose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the word that I said to you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will keep yours also.
Wow, that's powerful.
Mm-hmm.
The disciples kept Jesus' word. And so, since they kept Jesus' words, the people that are disciples of our ministries will keep this word also.
Amen.
Wow. Good job, Peter, James, and John, and the boys.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for setting it up for us.
But all these things they will do to you for my name's sake, because they do not know him who sent me. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would have had no sin. But now they have no excuse for their sin. He who hates me hates my Father also. If I had not done among them the works which no one else did, they would have no sin. But now they have seen and also hated both me and my Father. But this happened that the word might be fulfilled, which is written in their law, they hated me without a cause. The coming rejection. But when the Helper comes, when I shall send to you from the Father the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will testify of me. And you also will bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning. Chapter 16. These things I've spoken to you, that you should not be made to stumble. They will put you out of the synagogues. Yes, the time is coming that whoever kills you will think that he offers God service. And these things they will do to you because they have not known the Father nor me. But these things I have told you, that when the time comes, you may remember that I told you of them. And these things I did not say to you at the beginning, because I was with you. The work of the Holy Spirit, verse 5. But now I go to him who sent me, and none of you asked me, where are you going? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is you, to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. And when he has come, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they do not believe in me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more. Of judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. He will glorify me.
Think about Spirit in his own authority.
Right.
He is speaking of what Jesus said by the Spirit from the Father. So the Holy Spirit's whole place on this earth is to point us to Jesus, which is first your redemption, your reconciliation, your salvation.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's to point you to Jesus, who becomes your Lord and the King of Kings.
Mm-hmm.
And you become a king and a priest to God and ambassador. And now he's your elder brother, leader, Lord. And the Holy Spirit's place is to continually to point you to Jesus.
Amen.
That's why we don't worship the Holy Spirit. We worship in the Spirit and in truth. But we worship Jesus because he's the one who is worthy.
Amen.
Keep hurrying.
Verse 14, we're in chapter 16, verse 14. He will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore I said that he will take of mine and declare it to you. Sorrow will turn to joy. Verse 16. A little while and you will not see me, and again a little while and you will see me, because I go to the Father. Then some of the disciples said among themselves, what is this that he says to us? A little while and you will see me, and again a little while and you will see me. And because I go to the Father. They said, therefore, what is this that he says? A little while. We do not know what he's saying. Now Jesus knew that they desired to talk to him, and he said to them, are you inquiring among yourselves about what I said, a little while, and you will not see me, and again a little while you will see me? Most assuredly I say to you that you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice, and you will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will be turned into joy. A woman, when she is...
And then Jesus said, your sorrow will turn into joy.
Yeah.
And the world will be free because Jesus is alive. And this is what Jesus said, it will be turned into joy because they're going to get the revelation of everything he's been teaching them.
Mm-hmm.
And it will turn into joy and fire in their bosom that will cause them to evangelize the whole world.
Mm-hmm. Verse 21, a woman, when she is in labor, has sorrow because her hour has come. But as soon as she has given birth to the child, she no longer remembers the anguish for joy that a human being has been born into the world. Therefore, you now have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart will rejoice, and your joy no one will take away from you. And in that day you will ask me anything. Most assuredly, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Until now, you've asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. Jesus has overcome the world. Verse 25. These things I've spoken to you in figurative language, but the time is coming when I will no longer speak to you in figurative language, but I will tell you plainly about the Father. In that day you will ask in my name, and I do not say to you that I shall pray the Father for you, for the Father himself loves you because you have loved me, and I have believed and have believed that I came forth from God. I came forth from the Father and have come into the world. Again, I leave the world and go to the Father. His disciples said to him, "See, now you are speaking plainly and using no figure of speech." Now we get it. Now we are sure that you know all things and have no need that anyone should question you. By this we believe that you came forth from God. Jesus answered them, "Do you now believe? Indeed, the hour is coming, yes, has now come, that you will be scattered, each to his own, and will leave me alone. And yet I'm not alone, because the Father is with me." That is such a comforting place to be to, when you know the Father is with you and you never feel alone again. "These things I've spoken to you, that in me you may have peace in the world. You will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." Jesus prays for himself, chapter 17. Jesus spoke these words, lifted up his eyes to heaven, and said, "Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son also may glorify you. As you have given him authority over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as you have given him. And this is the eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I have glorified you on earth. I have finished the work which you have given me to do. And now, O Father, glorify me together with yourself, with the glory which I had with you before the world was." Prays for his disciples now. Verse 6. "I have manifested your name to the men."
Pause for a second. Okay. I want everybody that's listening. This is Jesus praying for you.
Mm-hmm.
Before his crucifixion. This isn't just Jesus praying for the 12 disciples of the Lamb. This is Jesus praying for you and me. Now listen to what he says. This is a beautiful prayer.
"I have manifested your name to the men whom you have given me out of the world. They were yours. You gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they have known that all things which you have given me are from you. For I have given to them the words which you have given me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came forth from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I do not pray for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours, and all mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. Now I am no longer in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to you, Holy Father. Keep through your name those whom you have given me, that they may be one as we are."
That they may be one as we are.
"While I was with them in the world, I kept them in your name. Those whom you gave me, I have kept, and none of them is lost except the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I come to you, and these things speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Your word is truth. As you have sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself, that they also may be sanctified by the truth. I do not pray for these alone, but also for all those." Oops, I lost my place. I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word. Yes. That they all may be one as you, Father, are in me and I in you. That they also...
That's Jesus offering all of us the opportunity to be one with him and the Father.
Yeah.
Just like he was.
Amen.
Wow.
They have all of this stuff underlined so much. My lines are running together. It's hard to read sometimes.
I know. Life is anyway.
You, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. And the glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one, just as we are one. I in them and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me, and I have loved them as you have loved me. Father, I desire that they also whom you gave me may be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which you have given me, for you loved me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world has not known you, but I have known you, and these have known that you sent me. And I have declared to them your name, and will declare it, that the love with which you loved me may be in them, and I in them. And there is our reading for tonight.
And that is the reading for tonight. Now, this is Circle of Wagons, okay? So, what does that mean? That means, how do we put this together to make an effective... Yep, there it is right there. Huh. How do we... put this together to make it an effective learning process for it. Because Jesus just taught right there that there needs to be that you and I have such an amazing place once we find God, that we actually get to be one with him and
yeah.
His Father.
Yeah, amen.
So he literally just said, just as we are one, so may they be one in us. And so, you know, if you've not ever studied those verses, I command you, I beg of you, I declare to you, oh, Jesus, help me. Begin to meditate in those verses. That 17th chapter of John is one of the most amazing chapters of the whole New Testament. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, let me give you a second here. I'm looking.
All right.
Oops.
Yeah, they're the most assuring and clear chapters to me about Jesus' plan and kind of pulling it. It's his circle, the wagons. This is what this is about.
It is. And, you know, you and I, but see, this is that same statement that you hear me say all the time. Remember, you don't need more education, intellectual understanding as much as you need the words out of page in front of your eyes to come alive so that you see and know who God is.
Yeah.
That's what you need more than anything. And that happens that you and I get the ability to come to a place in God that we never even knew existed.
Yeah.
We surely do.
Our Phyllis is with us on YouTube.
Well, hi, Phyllis. All right, love, let's continue to
I'm trying to put in the communion verses right at the moment.
I'm trying to find this leash road right here. So, good evening, Phyllis. If you don't know Phyllis, you should. Remember the old TV commercial when everybody listens when EF Button talks?
Oh my goodness.
EF Button talks,
everybody listens.
When Phyllis J. Raymond talks, everybody listens. Make sure I'm not running over anything here that shouldn't be running over. So, what an amazing, most powerful, wonderful set of verses for us. Now, we're going to go right to communion and receive that together now in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Father. As you told us, through the Holy Spirit, by Jesus, that as often as we do this, we're to do it in remembrance of you. And so, we do this now, Lord, in remembrance of you. You ready with the verses?
Yes.
Go ahead.
All right. So we're reading from chapter, 1 Corinthians, chapter 11, starting in verse 23. This is the process of the communion. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And in the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do, as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death or his redemptive work until he comes. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For if we would judge ourselves, we will not be judged." And now we're going to read 1 John 4, 16 through 19, that talks about God's love for us. "We have known and believed that the love God has for us, God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God and God in him. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love. Perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us.
We love him because he first loved us. Amen. Amen. This whole day is one of those that you want to just read and reread and reread and reread and reread.
Amen.
Now, everybody, what we're going to do next is pray the prayer of salvation. So, I'll pray, Sister Roland, we'll lead you in that prayer. Are you ready? Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
Jesus, here's my declaration.
Jesus, here is my declaration.
I do believe you are the Son of God.
I do believe you are the Son of God.
And you rose again just for me.
And you rose again just for me.
Put your arms out and say, I receive you into my life.
I receive you into my life.
All of your grace and your mercy.
All of your grace and your mercy. All of your love and your righteousness.
Filling every part of my life.
Filling every part of my life.
With all the fullness of God.
With all the fullness of God.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Welcome to the kingdom of God. And now, what just happened is God Almighty came to make his abode inside of you. And you have now become a new creation in Christ Jesus, our Lord. And we welcome you to the kingdom of God. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Almost every video we have in our evening program completely explains the communion process. And so, we welcome you to be a part of this every single day. It'll do you good. It'll do your family good. It'll do every part of your life good in a way that you never even knew was possible, because Jesus just came to live on the inside of you forever. How do I walk with God? Just wake up in the morning and say, Father, help me walk with you. And he will help you walk with him. I say it all the time, act like God is the best father you've ever had that walks beside you every day and never sleeps. Because that's what he is. You didn't get religion. You didn't get salvation. You didn't get a Sunday school or church or anything else. God Almighty has just made you one with him again.
Amen.
And welcome to the kingdom. Let's receive our communion elements together. Now, I'm just getting preaching, and this is not supposed to be a preaching thing. Right? Bless our elements. Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
We bless these elements.
We bless these elements.
For this time of communion with you, Lord.
For this time of communion with you, Lord.
Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised for my iniquity.
You were bruised for my iniquity.
The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord.
And by your stripes, I am healed.
And by your stripes, I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions. Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Every joint supplying.
Every joint supplying.
In my body.
In my body.
From your broken body.
From your broken body, Jesus.
In the body of Christ in my community.
In the body of Christ in my community.
And right here in this community.
And right here in this community of faith.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Let's receive this body broken. And Lord, you endured the cross, despising the shame, sat down at the right hand of majesty on high. In Jesus' mighty name.
Jesus.
We lift up the cup of blessing, the blood of Jesus. Pray this with me. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
The most powerful
cleansing force on the face of this earth.
I have been redeemed
by the blood of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus.
I have reconciliation with you, my Father.
By the blood of Jesus.
In remission. By the blood of Jesus, every sin is placed in remission.
And my life forever.
My life forever.
And I thank you.
And I thank you for it, Lord.
By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly.
By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly.
To the throne room of grace.
To the throne room of grace.
Where I find grace. Mercy and help.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
For my assignment every day.
For my assignment every day.
By the blood of Jesus and the word of my testimony, I overcome.
By the blood of Jesus and the word of my testimony, I overcome.
By the blood of Jesus, every accuser of the
By the blood of Jesus, the accuser of the brethren is cast down.
More condemnation in my life.
And there's no more condemnation in my life.
My conscience is purged.
My conscience is purged.
My robes are made white.
My robes are made white.
And I will always be.
And I will always be.
The glorious church without spot or wrinkle.
The glorious church without spot or wrinkle.
When you come for me.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
And amen. Let's receive his bloodshed. In Jesus' mighty name.
Jesus.
Amen. And amen.
Amen.
And amen. Well, I just want to preach. This isn't the right time for it. We'll be at noon right here on Broadway. In Jesus' name. So we'll see you again. This is what we say. Remember this?
We love you.
And
God loves you. And Jesus is Lord.
Lord. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ
be with you all.
Amen.
Amen.